Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how are you doing?
Oh, quite well. You know that.
Oh, tell everyone that's listening how exciting everything is going in your life right now.
Oh, well, it's such a beautiful fall equinox.
Uh-huh.
I'm engaged to be married to the most wonderful man in the world now.
I know. It's so exciting. I'm so happy for you. I've been seeing all these posts all over Facebook and how wonderfully happy you are. This is great.
I think it's great. It's a lot of years, but I don't think that anything's going to change. I think we pretty much know each other pretty well.
Yeah, you got to keep the party going.
Yep. That's all we're doing, is keeping it going.
Well, you know, it was interesting because we have been talking about this whole dance between Mars and Venus, you know, and it's so funny because we can say it can make great passion or can create great discord. So apparently it went to the passionate front with you.
Oh, yes, always. I try and take the good side of it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So here we are entering fall, time of harvest and Thanksgiving.
Time of love. We're entering Libra.
Partnerships,
yes. One-to-one relationships.
Mm-hmm. We know you're there. Can't hide that.
Oh, no, I've been madly in love with this man for a lot of years. So... It's a great thing.
And now here you are, taking another step forward in
making
faith
that lifelong commitment.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing.
I'm happy about it. I'm sure he is too.
And
we've been having a lot of fun today. Well, he took me out to dinner. And had one of my favorite meals, prime rib, and then brought me home and asked me to marry him. So, and I won't tell you the rest that happened after that.
All right, then. Yes, we'll leave that for perhaps a more private conversation.
We had our own little party and celebration.
Excellent. Well, the chart tonight is pretty interesting. You know, we do have a bit going on with this beautiful new Sun in Libra energy. It is squaring the moon exactly this hour. And so because of that, you know, there can be some work that has to be applied in order to create harmony in your life, if you're listening tonight. But it can pay off. It's a blending of your ideals with some practical measures that you can take with that solar lunar square.
And it's also, you have Mercury just tipping it. And so it also leaves an opening for balance with that as well, where at this point in time, through communication, people can really understand both sides of the issue, with especially how somebody feels with that Capricorn moon square. So here again, working things out as far as relationships are concerned can be very good.
Yes, it can. Well, we're not putting that down. I'm just saying that, you know, there is a bit of energy here with that T-square with Uranus, so.
Yes, there is.
It can bring
Uranus
very
is that sudden change.
Bring surprising things to light.
Absolutely.
Like an engagement.
Right, exactly. Or a new understanding between two people.
Absolutely. And choosing territory if necessary, so you can agree to disagree.
Absolutely. Finding that balance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we have a few people on hold already. I suppose we should take some calls.
Okay.
You'll never guess who's first.
Danielle.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Did you hear exciting news.
Yeah, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll be next.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Well, and I'll tell you this. We've been dating each other for 7 years now. So it's not like it's just a quick romance and all of a sudden this year we're getting married. We're definitely both going in knowing each other very well.
Yeah, it takes time.
Yes, it does.
And there's been a lot of challenges along the way that could have separated us or brought us together.
You keep on plugging and see where it goes.
Yeah. Faith above reason.
Yes.
Absolutely.
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 So what question do you have for us tonight, Danielle?
Well, I guess, what do I need to know?
Okay.
You know, when
Sunday
I first looked at this...
sitting on your Jupiter. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you can go ahead first.
Your sun is sitting... Today the sun, just after Libra, it's sitting on your Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance. And it's forming some nice trines with your Mars over the next 5 days, your Mars in Gemini in the 10th house of career. And I know you've been doing some presentations to the public. This is so awesome. What a nice configuration for you.
This is also, which I am going to expand on that with her, because here again, Saturn is still conjunct your transiting Libra in your chart. And here again, I think there's a lot of lessons and understanding of love and what love is. And I think you can find a lot more of that as far as working with this relationship by working with yourself.
Right.
So communication here can be very good.
Very hard to hear you, Jacqueline.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Yeah, I lost some of that. I wanted to hear what you were saying.
Okay. This is a lot of, this week in communication with your one-to-one relationship, I find a lot of understanding and accepting each individual in this relationship for who they are and their limitations and boundaries and enjoying the relationship for what it is and not what can be, the potentials.
Right.
Well,
as long as he's not being abusive, so...
Well, that's a good thing.
As long as he's not.
Mm-hmm. As long as he's not, exactly. That would be a good thing.
He's still showing up over here after he's been drinking.
Mm. And where's your boundaries and limits on that?
Well, next time I guess I'll have to make him leave or call the cops on him and have him escorted out.
Why would you ask him in the first place if you know he's drunk? Why aren't you putting boundaries and limits, again, on what your acceptance is? You're such a nurturing individual with that Mercury and Venus and Cancer. You want to fix them. You want to nurture them. And that is very hard for an alcoholic because you tend to enable them as far as that's concerned. And here I think you can handle it in a more loving way if you just... We're more quiet about it.
Right. Well, the reason why I didn't go through with the whole order of protection is because he didn't show up to the court meeting, and it was either him getting arrested and losing his job. And I didn't feel that I could do that.
Right.
Absolutely, and that's not the way for you to go. Again, this is a great week for you to state your boundaries and limits and leave it at that.
Okay. Well, he keeps telling me he's not going to do it anymore, but it just keeps happening.
Right.
He's not
so
even conscious of what he's doing. He's not even conscious of what he's doing.
Right.
It's like some, like when he's like that, it's like something's taking over him. Something is like manipulating him or something. I don't know what's on him, but...
Well, again, you have to state your case and you have to be consistent in order to make it work, Danielle. You know, if you're consistent as far as saying, no, I don't want to see you when you're under the influence, you know, if you want to see me, then you're going to have to do that another time. I don't want you to do that around me, at least, okay? Because if you're not consistent, you're sending him mixed messages. And obviously when he's under the influence, he doesn't have any sense of what he promised. Okay, and it's often very true of people under the influence, whether it's drugs or alcohol. So, you know, you have to say to yourself, well, then I can't be a party to this. Okay.
Right. Okay, I'll
and
just keep...
stick to your guns.
Okay, I'll just keep reinforcing the idea.
I know.
And do it with love. Even knowing that this is the only way this relationship will work. You're doing it for the betterment of you. You're doing it for the betterment of the relationship.
Right. Okay.
You don't want it to go back to the craziness it was before. That will not serve you or him.
Right. I'm just saying balance.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, well, we're glad you called in, Danielle, as always. We love you. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck. And don't forget about what Africa said about your career. This is a great time as far as your career is concerned. Great exposure, great understanding here.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye. Relationship issues, they're so tough.
They are. It's one of the hardest things in this world is having a relationship.
I know it. It's unbelievable. And like I said, this Mars-Venus square is bringing out a lot of very important questions with people, you know, about where they stand, you know, if they're able to embrace true intimacy. Do they feel that their identity is compromised when they're in that space, you know? Do they want devotion more than passion? Do they have to have them both and right now?
Yeah.
All that's been going on in my readings. It's like, okay.
You can see that definitely at this time.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Well, you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. This is Keita. How are you?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Do you need me to give you my birthday first before I start?
That would be great, yes.
Okay. It's January 30th, 1978. And do you need the time and the place I was born?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Cambridge, Mass. At 2:33 p.m.
And where do you live now?
I live in Boston.
Oh, so you're right around the corner.
Right.
Right.
Over the river and through the woods, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what questions did you have for us tonight?
I just wanted to know, do we see things moving forward? Work, love, just life.
Right.
Because it feels very stagnant.
Well, there's still a couple of ponderous planets that are retrograde right now, or appear to be moving backwards. So there is some things that are still a bit on hold. The good news is that Pluto directs on the 18th, okay? And that's in your sixth house of work and service, okay, in your chart. So things around work and service can actually start to move forward now at a very steadfast and consistent level for you. Now, do you like living in Massachusetts?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah. You got dreams of being elsewhere, that's for sure, and those dreams are a little bit still on hold because Neptune is transiting your ninth house, and it's still retrograde. So if you were thinking about making a big change, this is a good time to create a game plan, but not necessarily the best time to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And the nice thing is that Saturn's going to be entering Scorpio the first week of October, and it's going to be in trine to Neptune. So that's going to allow you to look deeper into this and its possibilities and to make a plan so you won't feel as if, you know, you're not being logical and you can make a mistake. You want to be very sure if you're going to make a major change at this time.
Right.
What do you see, Jacqueline?
You know, one of the things I see here, and I can appreciate that this is a stagnant time for you because you feel like nothing's moving. Everything's just kind of stuck. No matter what you do, everything's not going anywhere. But what I see here in this chart is that you're learning how to love yourself and really find the joy of what you want. And here again, I agree with Aphrodite that this is a time for you to really look at recreating your life. What do you want in your life? I always ask my clients, what do you want to do when you grow up? Because this is a great time for transformations and changes as far as, and I don't mean right at this moment. I agree with her that it's going to go through October into November, and this change that you're going through is going to be very slow. But it's giving you the opportunity at this point in time to really have a vision, really create something new so that you have a better life here. Your life is going to shift and change no matter how I look at it at this time. But it has to do with self-love. It has to do with what do you want. You're a great humanitarian, but what do you want? What do you want to do?
Well, I know what I want to do. I figured that out. I know what I want in terms of, like, career and love life and just within myself. I got it down. I think I agree with the whole it's not time to move. It's time to put a plan together. Like, I agree 1,000%. Like, I'm there. Just when does the stagnation lift? Like, when is it over?
Well, it's a long process here. Remember that. This is a long process. It's not going to change overnight.
Well, in November, Neptune moves forward around the 12th, okay? And that's when you can really start to feel the reality that you want to live vibrating in your spirit. You start to feel more faith and more joy, okay? And then Uranus goes direct on the 14th of December, right before Christmas. Now, Uranus being in Aries and it being retrograde, that's why sometimes you feel like you want to, like, jump out of your life, like jumping out of a burning building. But as Uranus is retrograde, you can't do that yet. Well, guess what? 14th, 15th of December, you probably could make a plunge. But even at that time, Jupiter's retrograde in Gemini, which just means there's going to be more than one alternative. There's going to be some decisions that you're going to have to be making along the way. You might make some temporary decisions and have to go back and rework it, okay? But at least you'll be able to make progress beyond that point. You won't feel as stuck. You'll start to realize that there's more than one avenue opening for you, okay, to start your new journey. And so, like I said, create a plan and an alternative plan now. Because then when these planets start to move forward, you got to remember the planets themselves are not causative. They're reflective. They're just telling us kind of what's going on inside of you. Okay? And so what you need to do is just allow yourself to put these things down on paper, to make it more real. Where were you thinking of relocating to?
Before I answer that, I have a vision board. Like, I work my vision board. I've always wanted to work in New York. I don't want to live there, so I was thinking New Jersey. But I'm at a stage in my life where I want to create, like, a life-work balance, have some children. So I'm thinking Atlanta. So it's between New Jersey and Atlanta.
Okay. So what you need to do is you need to look into each location and visit it more than once to see if it's a fit. Trust your psychic stuff.
Right.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I did before, I left Florida in 2004 when the hurricanes wrecked my house. And what I do is I actually got the newspaper in my email every day. I read everything from the sales that they had at the market to the editorials. I got a real feel for the community that I was looking to become a part of. That was a lot of very useful information. And again, so you can get a better idea and let your spirit rest on it. So when you do decide to move forward, you're going to go, well, I really like Atlanta better because it's more high-tech. Or I really like New Jersey because the people there are much more real. There's no, you know, make-believe people there, whatever it might be. But you can go in there and take a look and really research it. How much it's going to cost to live there? How do you see yourself connecting with the community there? You know? And both.
What do you want to do for a living? I have to say this. What do you want to do for a living?
Oh, I plan on opening my own communications firm.
Great idea.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this about it. Just, I know Aphrodite's saying research both of them, and I can see that. But when I look at both relocations, in Newark, New Jersey is where I picked for New Jersey. Jupiter is in your 12th house. When I pick Atlanta, Georgia, Jupiter's in the first house. So in the relocation, I have to say that I would be more prejudiced towards Atlanta, especially because it puts your sun and your Venus in the ninth house to where this could be more international communications, to where you can look outside of the United States for your business as well.
Ooh. Now, does it matter the city in New Jersey? Because I wasn't thinking Newark. Not at all. I was thinking more like Lee or like Bergen County. But honestly, Fort Lee.
Oh, Fort Lee.
I was honestly really, I'm really, really, really leaning more towards Atlanta than I am New Jersey. I think if I was in my 20s, New Jersey would have been great. But I'm kind of at a point where I'm ready to have some babies. I'm ready to have a family, and I don't know if that's going to be the best thing in New Jersey.
I tend to like the relocation chart to Atlanta better. Here again, even in Fort Lee, it moves it down a little bit, but it's still in your 12th house.
Okay.
One of the things that I do is I do a statistical on a relocation for you, and there's scores in different categories, okay? The low is 0, the high is 150. Okay. In Atlanta, friendship and family is 167 off the chart.
Wow.
Location
wow.
Career is 221 off the chart. Optimism and opportunities 245 off the chart. So Atlanta is definitely a direct hit.
Well, it sounds like Atlanta, ladies.
Can I ask a question?
What made you ask about, am I thinking about relocating with my ninth house? Like, what made you say that?
Because the ninth house would just indicate that you have a desire to expand. And the ninth house, often we have, like, fits of wanderlust. We'll do traveling, or we'll try living in a different part of the country. Because you have Neptune and Chiron both there. So you're looking at this as being, you want to heal the fact that you haven't grown the way you wanted to. And you feel the
right.
only way that you can do this is that you have to have a different horizon, a different atmosphere. You have to learn anew. It's almost like going back to school in a way, okay, by living a new experience. And that's what I got when I looked at the chart because of the retrograde activity there. I knew you weren't exactly certain where you were going or exactly how that healing was going to take place and transform you. But I can see it, and I can see it very strongly here that I think you're moving in the right direction as far as looking towards Atlanta, though. I felt that way from the very beginning because, you know, your Sun and Venus are both in Aquarius. They're very close together. This year, Jupiter's in Gemini until the last week of June of next year. It's all about communication, all about technology, all about security, all that kind of stuff is going on this year. So this is definitely the year to make the change.
Right.
But because Jupiter in Gemini sometimes gives us more than one choice because it's almost like it gives us opportunities to create the process of elimination. So maybe you need to look at Newark to decide for Atlanta. That's what I'm trying to get across to you here, okay? And that's fine.
Okay.
That's the perfect way to do it with your logic.
Or, and maybe something like this might happen, too, as well. I'll give you another scenario I've seen happen with this, is that you start looking at Atlanta, and you find something that's maybe 50 or 100 miles away from Atlanta that is even better than Atlanta. So here again, be open to the possibility that that isn't the definitive spot, Atlanta. I'll give you that. It might be a little different, a little off there. When Jupiter goes direct, you are definitely going to have to make that choice.
And how much time do I have?
Yeah, plenty of time.
It goes direct the last day of January.
Of 2013 or 2014?
Yep, 2013, the last day of January, Jupiter goes direct. You won't feel it for a couple of days, but because when, then you're going to be coming into your solar return in February, and that's when Jupiter's going to be direct. And it's, so it's going to give you, again, a very, very strong sense of what is right for you. So you're a fixed air sign from birth, and Jupiter being in Gemini is an immutable air sign. You're going to look at creating this company, and you're going to see all the possibilities. That's why I want you to have a plan before you get there, because even if you have to edit the plan, at least you're going to have a little bit of that foundation experience ready.
Right.
Right.
So does 2014 sound unrealistic to actually physically become, like, implant my body there? Because I was going to use 2013 as, like, planning, because I still have to find just, like, an interim job while I, you know, for the bills, unless, you know, God has otherwise and there's another source of income, which is always possible. But I was thinking about really physically Massachusetts, 2014, I'm out of here.
Right. Well, you can do that, but Jupiter's going to be in Cancer that year. It's not going to be in Gemini. Right now, it's really calling the communication energies. And you can make a situation where you can actually be doing two jobs at the same time. You could be working on your, creating your business as you're working at the same time. Because Jupiter
right.
and Gemini, tell
right.
you, people do double trouble. You know, they do double work. They, you know, they're either working two jobs or working a job, going to school maybe to better themselves, or raising a family and working a job. There's like two primary directives usually with the Jupiter and Gemini year, especially if it's angling off of your planets as strong as it is yours. It's also going to be angling off of your Pluto and your Moon this year. So you're really kind of set up to make the change this year if you choose to do that. Could it be a little bit ambitious? Yeah, because I think you're tired of waiting. If you wait another year, I'm a little concerned about your emotional state if you have to wait another whole year.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, and this is a great time to just start it off. I'd agree with her that working two jobs at this point in time wouldn't be a bad thing. I think you can relocate and have a stable job, but also open business at the same time.
So that was the plan, was to, well, before I can relocate, unless I win the lottery, like, tonight or tomorrow or sometime within the next couple of months, I have to find a job. So the plan was to find just a regular day job but work on my dream job. That was the plan.
Good idea.
So at least when I move into a new market, I have a solid body of work. I'm not just going to a new market with nothing under my belt.
And that's great.
That's great.
But also remember that you should take an active part in opening up your own business. I think it would really, this year, it would launch it really well. You might not make a lot of money off of it this year, but I think that you could really get the exposure to really set yourself up in the long term for a great business.
That was the dream job, was opening up my own communication firm. So do I do it in 2012 or 2013? Like
2013.
Okay.
You're just going to find
a name. I have the website planned. I have a basic business plan. I have all that in place while Jupiter's still in Gemini.
I have it.
That's
all
the
I did it for my thesis project. I did it for my thesis project. All I know, I just need money.
You need the money, honey. Okay, then you might want to also look at getting an investor.
Okay.
You know, my feeling is if you have a great idea and you've already got the business plan set up, you could probably get an investor.
Yeah. Okay, so ladies, I'm doing this before the end of January 2013?
No, I think that's when Jupiter goes direct. As long as you do it before the end of June, I think you're fine. You have months in there where Jupiter's going to be direct. You're going to be thinking on all cylinders and stuff like that. You're going to be recognizing all the possibilities. You're going to feel a lot more optimistic, trust me, at that time than you are now. By your next birthday, you're going to think, man, I'm so sorry I didn't do this before. But actually, this is the best year for you to do it, because Jupiter's only in Gemini every 12 years. This is the best year for you to do it.
2013.
Yep.
2013 is the best year to put the plan, to actually move forward with the plan, with the business and the relocation.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
All right. Well, we're glad you called in. Keep us posted
on
how you're doing. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great chart for communication with that Aquarius stuff going on. Wow.
Oh, yeah. When she said communications, I'm like, yes. She knows what she wants to do.
Yep. Yep. That eighth house, boy. Talk about strong instincts. And investing in yourself.
Yeah.
Investing in yourself with what you love with Sun and Venus conjunct in the eighth. Wow.
Oh, yeah. She has to follow that passion.
Exactly. Well, are you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello, girl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I just say, this is Lena. I'm sure you know my voice.
Yeah.
You got the same people every week. You got a following.
Exactly.
Well, I'm still living on my knee. Haven't found a job yet. I'm getting really, really impatient because I feel like my life is so soft.
Okay. So where have you been looking? Boynton Beach?
Everywhere. I mean, I'm looking at all different areas.
Wow. Oh, you do have an awful lot of
squares. I mean, I know that. Isn't there a fun new square coming up? Because I'm a little concerned with this. My sister's birthday is October 2nd, and she's been like, it's like she's avoiding me. I don't know what's going on. I feel like everybody's avoiding me.
Well, maybe they just don't know what to do to support you at this point. You know, I don't think that, you know, I don't think you should take that as personally as you are. I think they just probably don't know what to do to help you because they know you're trying to find the job and you've been looking everywhere and all that. I mean, they just probably don't know exactly what they're supposed to say.
I mean, I'm trying really hard. I thought I had a job last week. I even went for a drug test. Usually you go for a drug test, you pretty much have the job.
Oh. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Hmm.
Then they called me and told me they picked a different candidate.
You know, and I still have an optimism over this next period of time for you because Mars is approaching your sixth house of day-to-day work, okay, and it's going to do that in October, okay? And so I do think that you can keep the optimism going. I agree with Aphrodite that that's, you know, it's really hard to appreciate where people are coming from when you're in such a lower state. So you feel like it's your fault. But realize that the compassion that they have for you, and since they can't give anything to you, they feel bad being around you because they don't want to cause any more harm in your life. Do you understand it that way?
Yeah, but I need my sisters. I just need to be with her. I mean, I just feel like she's been like avoiding me.
Yeah, but I think this is a time for you to love yourself and look at loving yourself because Venus is still in your second house and it's still conjunct your north node. So this is appreciating and loving who you are more than having the approval from others.
Yeah, I mean, I have to push myself to go out.
Absolutely.
I turn into like a hermit.
And it will take that push to get you out. But that's where you're going to find your joy. And you just got to keep going, okay, it's just a matter of time. It's just the next one. It's just the next one. It's tenacity that's going to make it happen at this point in time.
You got to hang tough.
And here again, remember that West Palm Beach area is a Scorpion energy. And I still feel that that is a greater advantage for you as far as your work is concerned at this time.
Yeah, I mean, the job I thought I had was in my work.
Aha. Well, you may be getting closer, but maybe that just wasn't the one. I take a deep breath, I pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and hit the ground running again. I mean, you're getting closer. It's just a matter of you kind of like getting in the right niche at the right time, you know. You got some nice trines with Mars right now going on in your chart for the next 2 weeks. So if I were you, I'd take full advantage of that.
Mars is men, right?
Mars is work and passion and making decisions. And it's forming some nice trines and blessing lines to your Venus.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you might find a job you really like. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm. That would be wonderful. I mean, it would just really help me a lot. I would feel kind of better about myself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, use that Aries moon optimism to really keep you in the moment and keep you in the now, because you have that beautiful Aries moon that can let things go as long as you don't get tired. Okay. So think about just, okay, today's a new day, this could be the day, and it's like going to the lottery and buying a lottery ticket every day. You know, it's going to come up again here. There's some great, over the next couple of weeks, Aphrodite and I have both seen it. Over the next couple of weeks, there's some great things going on. So I can't see how you couldn't get a job within the next couple of weeks. Absolutely.
I have a lawsuit pending. And now the insurance company wants to negotiate. Do you see that coming through for me soon?
No. There's not a lot of activity going on in your eighth house, which rules insurance companies. You do have a trine with Mercury right now. The sun will be trining there, your Saturn in that house over the next week or so. I just don't know if that's enough energy to really get it through. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree with you. I don't think there's enough energy at this point in time to push that through. I think you're going to have to wait longer for that to occur.
You think it's going to be a few months?
Yeah.
Sorry to say it that way, but I don't want to set you up for a fall either, you know?
For the end of the year or November?
Well, seems to me it would be more in January.
Really?
That's when you have enough energy in that eighth house to actually get something to move. You know, you don't really, because in the Boynton Beach chart, you know, you, right now you don't have anything even transiting that eighth house, so you're kind of in a situation where the negotiation can go on, but it can run into delays, and you can feel that there's maybe not as much communication as there should be. So you are looking at a bit of a wait. I think the job is the more immediate concern right now, to get yourself working, so that way you can hold off and then wait for the insurance thing to happen. But I think for right now, the job is where I would really put your efforts on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And this is a good, better area for me than Boca Raton?
Yeah. I think you're better off a little bit farther north. I don't know why. It just seems to me it's going to be easier for you. I don't know why. I just feel it. Now, I know that, you know, West Palm Beach is a Scorpio city. But again, I just think that for some reason, Boynton Beach, I just don't feel it's the fit.
No. No, I don't.
You know?
I don't like the fit.
Yeah. I know you're kind of holding out because of the school situation, but I don't think it's worth it. I think, you know, you've suffered enough. I think it's time to move on and then reconnoiter later.
Yeah, well, it's just my kids that keep me stuck in this mode.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're glad you called in. We have a couple other callers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Check back in with us, honey. Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Boy, I tell you what. Oof. It's so hard on her.
Yes, it is.
You know, the job market's tough. I mean, I'm talking to people every day that are having these difficulties, you know. People that are still working part-time, at least they got something, but they can't, you know, get a full-time position somewhere. You know, they can't seem to get caught up even. Now they've got something that they're working on. Very difficult out there right now. Are you ready for the next caller?
Yes.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Sahar, S-A-H-A-R.
And what is your birthday?
Can you hear me? August 24, 74.
And do you know what time you were born?
Not sure, but I know it was in the morning. So it was 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure.
And what city were you born in?
I'm not from here, Jordan.
What city in Georgia?
Not Georgia, Jordan. Not late.
Oh, Jordan. Okay. What? You're in from Jordan, Italy?
Not Italy, it's Middle East.
Right. What city in Jordan?
Jordan.
And what question do you have for us tonight?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
What question did you have for us tonight?
It's a love question from a relationship just ended, and I just want to see what you feel for me.
Okay. Wow. Have you been listening to the show for the last couple of weeks?
No, I was just listening to it today.
Okay. Well, what's been happening in the heavens is Venus, planet of love, and Mars, the planet of passion, are actually in square or in disagreement with each other. And so because of that, there can be some control issues in certain relationships. Now, we're not sure exactly what time you were born, but you do have a Scorpio moon, and your Venus is in Leo. But right now, Venus has been in Leo and Mars has been in Scorpio. So this has been hitting you directly as far as taking a look at the relationship that you're in. Now, did you end it or did they end it?
We actually ended it.
Okay. And I have to tell you that right now, I don't think that either one of you is in a space where you could really have healed it at this time.
Okay.
I don't necessarily feel it was a very healthy relationship from what I'm seeing in your chart. Okay. So it may have been a blessing in disguise that this relationship ended. Now, how long were you in the relationship?
12 years.
A long time. Okay. Yep. Now, did you have a lot of problems communicating?
No, not really. By the end, it was a lot of trust issues. I couldn't trust him anymore.
Okay. So the communications were not honest.
I'm sorry?
I said, so the communications were not honest.
No, I don't think so. On his side,
that's right. That's what I'm seeing. I just don't feel it. Again, I don't think that there was like an openness here and a true exchange of honest information. I don't see it. And I feel that you were to the point that you had felt that you couldn't hang in there anymore. And you couldn't fix it, so you had to move on. Now, when was his birthday?
September 2nd, 1969.
Okay. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm in agreement with you as far as this relationship is concerned. Where was this person born?
Bronson, New York.
Okay, because I want to look at him. My feeling is that this is some kind of affair type of thing, you know, or that he wasn't honest with you as far as the relationship was concerned. And I think that you put a lot of effort into relationships because you look at the potential of an individual. See, he's got a Mars in Sagittarius, no matter how I look at that. He comes and goes. He wants to run away all the time. So I can see how the two of you could get together. But again, here, you were more of a teacher to him than a lover to him. And, you know, you were looking at the potential of him and not the actual reality of him during that period of time, is what I have to say. And with the transits now, what's happening with you is that you're starting to learn what you really love and set your boundaries and limits instead of trying to accommodate others as much as what you normally do.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You had a lot of worry, a lot of worry about him. Wasn't very healthy
very
for you.
So.
Wasn't very healthy for you at all.
I know.
When
he
tried to find
out
more information, he became a bully, didn't he? Yeah.
He became what?
A bully. He tried to
not
question
really,
him.
No. Yeah, he gets upset because I was in this bus. But I mean, it's just it was not a pretty sight, and we broke up. But I just want to see if this is gonna be solved because it's all in his hands if he comes clean. And I just want to see if this is gonna happen or this is it for us.
You know, and I'm gonna say I have to be honest with you. I don't necessarily know that this is the ideal relationship for you. Okay, and I think that you made a lot of effort to try and make it work, but I really don't think it's the ideal relationship.
Okay, but you didn't see it, or you didn't tell him that he's going to try to put the effort into it.
I feel he has time, he's going to need time to think about it. And it's not to say that he doesn't love or care about you. I just feel that because Neptune is retrograde right now, opposing your sun, you're probably going to be in the dark until November or December of this year about this whole relationship thing. I don't necessarily see the truth coming out immediately because Neptune's retrograde for quite a while. It goes direct the 12th of November. So my feeling is even he might even give you a partial truth, but maybe not the whole truth before then. But I feel you're still going to have questions that are unanswered until after that date. That's how it's feeling to me, psychically. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, God bless. Good luck.
Thanks. Have a good night.
It's a lot of years of investment to be disappointed. I feel sorry, you know, but...
Oh, it's so hard. And I can see why she would do it, the potential. I mean, they love a lot of things. They have some certain common grounds here that work very well for them. But... you know, it's not the easiest of relationships, and he really would have to look within his soul and make some radical changes for this to work. And that's where I go, odds aren't in your favor.
I know. Excuse me, I feel the same way. Yep. Well, you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you tonight?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good.
And what's your name? I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Oh, it's Kathy.
Okay, Kathy. Have you called in before?
I have. Do you keep record of that?
She does. I don't.
I sometimes do. Right now I have so many Kathys on here, it's hard to tell which one you are. When's your birthday?
12/13/53.
And you don't have a time of birth, but you're born in Utica, New York?
I have time now.
Say that again?
I have the time. It's 10:05 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you still live there?
No, I live in Maryland.
Maryland?
Yeah.
What city?
Edgewater.
Edgewater. So pretty. I love that state. It's a very pretty state.
It is.
People there seem very friendly, too, when I've been there.
Oh, that's good.
What question did you have for us tonight?
Well, I have finances, but I'm fighting with my husband because I'm always getting ready late for a show. I wait till the last minute.
Well, the battle of the sexes is on all month, so that's okay. It's okay. I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, he's gonna have to get over it. You're gonna have to get over it. I mean, it's not gonna resolve next month.
I don't think it's ever gonna resolve with me.
Maybe not.
I don't think so either. I really don't. You're gonna get dressed in your own time, and he's gonna just have to get used to that.
You know, I'm always.
If that's the worst of your flaws, you know.
I'm always ready to go somewhere, but when it comes to like a craft show, I wait till the last minute to get ready.
I don't think you're going to change that. So here again, it's more of understanding that he doesn't like it, but letting it go because that's not going to change.
Right.
Right. Yeah, you got to really try and get him to engage his sense of humor.
Yeah. Right.
Not going to happen, huh?
No. I just got a lecture tonight.
You did, huh?
I'm not surprised that you would get a lecture tonight. That's a transiting moon thing. So he's going to be a little bit more frustrated tonight than what he normally is. I think that's more of where it's coming from, or more lunar transits than really the big annoying thing where he's not going to stand you over that. You two are having, again, that struggle that we've been talking about, but I feel you work it out. I mean, I really feel that you guys are just making some shifts in your relationship to make the relationship stronger is all. I don't see that this is going to cause any major havoc.
Yep, looks okay to me too. I'm just thinking that again, there needs to be a little bit more fun, a little bit more frolic.
Mhm.
So, what are you doing for fun and frolic with your husband?
I went fishing last week.
That sounds good. That sounds good. It's hard to be late for that date.
Yeah. I took glass class yesterday. That makes me happy.
Good. Well, we're glad you called in because we're just about the top of the hour. We're glad you called in. And just hang in there with him and try to keep a smile on your face and a song in your heart.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station tonight. I suppose we should tell them how they can find us, Jacqueline.
Absolutely. You can call me by calling 772-286-2720.
And you can reach me at 540-400-0110. You usually hear every Saturday night from 6 to 7, doing some live readings on the air, give you some insight. And we appreciate you listening tonight, and we know we'll be talking to you soon. Have a blessed weekend.
Have a good week.